From Tidbits on January 27th, 2014, this is Watchlist Notable Software Updates by Tidbits staff. Dajjal has released Simon 3.6 with improved compatibility with OS 10.9 Mavericks, plus new Notification Center and History plugins. Additionally, the System Monitoring Tool brings a rewritten Twitter plugin that works with the latest Twitter API and uses internet accounts from System Preferences, so you don't need to enter your Twitter credentials in Simon. The update also adds support for escaping braces, square brackets, and custom date-time formats in report templates, adds a MySQL default service, and considers the check frequencies for successes and failures when calculating the uptime percentages. The Pixelmator image editing app has been updated to version 3.1, with a couple of improvements aimed at the new Mac Pro. It adds support for 16-bit per channel images, and it's able to utilize the Mac Pro's dual graphics processors simultaneously to accelerate composition rendering for faster and more responsive performance. Pixelmator also adds Milk Print On Demand as its on-demand printing partner, enabling you to order prints. The update also adds a bevy of layer style improvements, brings back a number of effects, improves the stability of the effects rope, improves support for raw image files, ensures that text is visible on grouped text layers that are duplicated, and banishes the low disk space message when it's clear that your computer has ample storage space. Devon Technologies has updated all three versions of Devon Think and Devon Note to version 2.7.3, with Devon Think gaining support for importing items from Yojimbo. The three additions also add filtering by date plus time, support for iWork documents containing quick look previews when exported as a website, improves the speed and reliability of the quick look panel on OS 10.8 Mountain Lion and 10.9 Mavericks, and fixes an issue that caused slow indexing and importing of items dragged from the finder to the sorter. The Pro Office Edition improves support for ScanSnap, improves the reliability and performance of email archiving, and enhances the web interface to make it more compatible with iOS devices. Devon Note receives a date plus time filtering addition and several user interface improvements and fixes. St. Clair Software has released Default Folder X 4.6.3, which corrects a problem with the path pop-up menu disappearing in Save As dialogs on OS 10.9 Mavericks. It also improves last used folder tracking to ensure that Pro Tools, Pages, InDesign, Microsoft Word, and other applications will default to the correct folder when first opened. Other changes include a bug fix related to the open and save the same folder option, and a change to the set save name AppleScript command so it works with UTF-8 encoded text. Rogue Amoeba has released Intermission 1.0.3, adding full support for OS 10.9 Mavericks to the audio utility that enables you to pause and rewind up to 3 hours of live audio on your Mac. The update also resolves an issue where Bluetooth audio devices would cause static, improves compatibility with the Soundflower audio extension, and makes several unspecified small fixes. Smile has updated its PDF Pin and PDF Pin Pro all-purpose PDF editing apps to version 6.1.3, with the addition of new redaction toolbar buttons, which you can view via View Customized Toolbar. Both editions also receive support for clickable links from telephone numbers, modify the save command to ensure that changes can't be made to a locked document, fix a bug that caused rotation to display pages outside of the canvas, and no longer prompt for OCR when in viewing mode. Apple has released iTunes 11.1.4 with a bit of a mystery. The release notes claim that the update adds the capability to view your wish list while viewing your iTunes library. Previously, your wish list was available only when viewing the iTunes Store by clicking the My Wish List link on the main screen of the store. Although Apple didn't call this out, iTunes now features a three-lined hamburger button at the top right corner below the search bar, and clicking it displays your wish list. You'll also find a list of songs that you have been played through iTunes Radio here, as well as a history of recently accessed previews. Other changes include improved support for Arabic and Hebrew localizations, and the usual unspecified stability improvements. iTunes 11.1.4 is available as a direct download from Apple's iTunes webpage or via software update. Barebones Software has released BBEdit 10.5.8 and TextWrangler 4.5.6, with a healthy list of shared fixes for customer-submitted issues. Of particular joy for Tidbit staff, the two text editors fixed several bugs that erroneously changed a document's line endings to classic Mac. The two updates also fix a bug where BZIP2 compressed files were not read correctly, a couple of issues associated with FTP logging, and a bug in the Fortran function scanner. BBEdit 10.5.8 also modifies the way unsaved or untitled documents use line breaks to improve compatibility when previewed using an external helper that isn't a web browser. Apple has released iMovie 10.0.2 with fixes for unspecified issues that were causing the video editor to crash. The update also fixes two sharing issues, one that would cause sharing to fail outright, another where the share button would not respond. Other changes include fixes for instances of blank project thumbnails and high-resolution images that appeared green, plus resolution of a problem where the crop, Ken Burns, and map features were not accessible on Macs using certain languages. iMovie 10.0.2 now requires OS 10.9.1 Mavericks. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Avatron Software, and Aspire Media. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.